right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you're here on this day and pray that you receive blessing and hope and life through our few moments together. All right. I want to use the words from A Solid Foundation, where we recognize that nothing stands alone. Okay? And these words are shared from theologian and author Kate Bowler, where she is really taking on this challenge of what it means to be self-made with a reminder of our foundational communal reality. She says, "I am self-made. Didn't anyone tell you? I brought myself into the world when I was decided to be born on a bright Monday morning. Then I figured out how cells replicate to grow my own arms and legs and head to a reasonable height and size. Then I filled my own mind from kindergarten to graduation with information I gleaned from the great works of literature." I'm joking. But sometimes it feels like the pressure that we are under. An entire self-help and wellness industry made sure that we got the memo. We are supposed to articulate our lives as a solitary story of realization and progress. Work, learn, fix, change. Every exciting action sounds like it's designed for an individual who needs to learn how to conquer a world of their own making. You see, it's hard to remember a deeper, comforting truth. We are built on a foundation not our own. We are born because two other people created a combination of biological matter. We went to schools where dozens and dozens of people crafted ideas and activities to construct categories in our minds. We learned skills honed by generations of craftspeople. We pray and worship with spiritual ideas refined by centuries of tradition. Almost nothing about us is original, to which we say, "Thank God." It reminds me of the account of the creation in Genesis. God breathes oxygen into lungs in an instant of divine CPR. I love picturing that God, the only one who can create out of nothing. God, who set the cornerstone of our lives and our faith, laid the first brick. The master builder, whose carefully poured foundation is what we build on top of now. It certainly feels like a template for the rest of our experience. Well, Kate was a young mother when she was first diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. When I was really sick and I worried about dying too young, I kept trying to picture how much my son would remember. I thought about him all the time. When do children develop long-term memory? How much am I in there? His mischievous mind, his evil laugh. Then one day my psychologist said something wonderful. He said, "Kate, you're in there. The foundation is the part that doesn't show. Kate, you're in there. The foundation is the part that doesn't show." Whether it's our parents, our teachers, mentors, friends, churches, or neighbors, people have been pouring into us. We are standing on a foundation. It should come as an incredible relief. Our only job is to build on what we've been given. And even then, even our gifts, we can trace back to the creativity, generosity, and foresight of others. Yes, that's what it means to be the church. And thank God that we are a group project. All right. Be safe, be well, be whole. Good day.